Are you like me? You have a collection. Now, I don't mean baseball cards or coins, anything like that. You have a collection of plastic bags from the supermarket and any other store you go to. Yeah, I know. I do too. I mean, if you're shipping something that comes in handy, you don't have to buy a bag of those styrofoam paintings. You just pack the box with a whole bunch of the plastic bags. Seems to work nice. But maybe there will be a collector's item now in New Jersey because the legislature recently passed what's called the nation's toughest ban on plastic and paper bags. And this is a bill that Governor Murphy supports. I don't believe he's signed it yet, but there's three major parts of this whole situation. It bans film plastic bags like those at grocery stores, no matter what the thickness is. This is kind of a surprise because paper is obviously recyclable. But it also bans paper bags at supermarkets over 2,500 square feet. Well, they're doing this to encourage you as a shopper to bring your own reusable bag, like those tote bags with the handles that you see that either you think about buying or you see other everyone else have. It bans polystyrene, clamshell food containers, other products like plates, cups, food trays, utensils. Plastic straws, they would be available, but only upon request at restaurants. They thought of a ban for that too, but there are disabled people who the only way they can drink a liquid from a glass is with a straw. So there was a little sanity to this. And of course, there are obviously opponents to this bill, business groups, GOP lawmakers. They said the measure would hurt everything from large manufacturers to small business like restaurants who would have to find alternatives, most of them more costly to do business with. And given the state of affairs with business and COVID-19, not exactly the something on their list of things to do, adding cost to their business. The environmental groups, they were, of course, focused on the plastic bag ban, not the paper bags, but in order to get the trade group for supermarkets to support the bill, paper bags also had to be banned. Well, they complained that it would cost more money to supply customers with paper bags instead of plastic, since those would be totally absent. Abigail Sistine, who's the director of government affairs for the Paper Association, yes, there is one, called the bill a solution in search of a problem. Unlike plastic bags, paper bags are easily recyclable in curbside pickups from home and can be used even in compost, but compromise for still wound up being a harsh bill and certainly something that looks like Governor Murphy is indeed going to sign. I mentioned we've all seen the people already use these bags. And maybe it's you too. You fish them out of your back seat, out of your closet, maybe even the trunk of your car. Well, let me just ask you something. If that's you, you do know that food is going into these bags, right? Stuff you're going to ingest, stuff you're going to give your children to eat, and you just leave them in your trunk? Have you thought about washing them? They do come with a little tag. You have to get your glasses or your reading cheaters out to see the washing instructions, but they can be washed and they should be washed.